Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey, friends. It is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. I'm proud of me because this is like 2 weeks in a row, and you know, it's been a little minute since I've been able to do that, so, go Kristen, get it Katie, but I pushed through today to record an episode, one, because it's World Mental Health Day, so if you follow me on socials, I did a post maybe an hour ago, just about World Mental Health Day. I have on one of my favorite hoodies. It's hoodie season. So if you live in the South like I do, it's not really, really quite hoodie season yet, but you can kind of make it work depending on where you're going and how long you're going to be outside. Because it was a little warm this afternoon when I had my hoodie on, and I definitely had to have on the air in the car because I had the hoodie on, but I felt good wearing the hoodie. So hoodies and leggings, it's my season. It's my time. but I randomly wore the hoodie today. It says Jesus in Therapy. I got it when I went to an event a couple years ago. I love it. I get so many compliments on it. And it's a great conversation starter. So that's what I put on today. Jesus in Therapy hoodie and some leggings. And then I find out later in the day, like, oh, it's World Mental Health Day. And I was like, wow, this was perfect. Not planned, but absolutely perfect. And just shared a post about my own mental health journey when I shared my updated mental health diagnosis publicly, which was in November of 2018. Just my journey over the years, right? Some ups, some downs, some light, some dark, some good, some bad, some stuff. Y'all know, if y'all have been listening to the podcast for a while, I'm super honest when I'm in a good place, and I am super honest when I'm not in the best place. Sometimes you just don't hear from me because the energy that it takes to put out a podcast can be a bit much. But you know what? We still here and we are still surviving, which means we still are finding opportunities to thrive as well, because you cannot thrive if you don't first survive. So here's to surviving and thriving on this here World Mental Health Day. I'm actually just really thankful that people are taking more notice of mental health consistently, that we are pushing people to do what they need to do to be well. I'd like to say, do what you need to do to be more than okay. I am grateful that conversations are opening up, in particular in the Black community, around mental health and what we need to do to maintain. And so, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited about continued growth, continued progress. I'll be the first to admit this is a rough, with a capital rough, capital everything season for me. This first semester of my PhD program, it's hard in its own right, and everybody who I know who's got a PhD has said the same thing about that. And then we couple it with being still in a pandemic, and then we couple that with having a major depressive episode that I've been in for the last, I'll say, week and a half or so. Woo child, it's rough out here. Again, rough with a capital rough, but we're still here and we're pushing and we're figuring this thing out. And so sharing, right? And that's actually where today's episode theme will come from, is in my last therapy appointment, my therapist was like, so my assignment for you, you know, I like to give assignments. My therapist loves to give assignments as well. And she was like, my assignment for you is to work on what does your fall self-care look like? What does your fall mental health plan look like? Because we recognize this season is different from any other season I've ever been in. We recognize that this is nothing like anything I've experienced before. I've never been in a PhD program while not working, while dealing with depression and anxiety in the middle of a pandemic. This new. Have I been in a school in a pandemic? Yes. But not while not working. Have I, you know, But a PhD program is different from a master program. So just all kinds of shifts and things are happening, which means sometimes we need new approaches. Or sometimes we need to just be more intentional about our approach so we're actually doing the things that are working for us. So today is going to be about one of the things that's a part of my fall self-care plan, which is I'm going to be super intentional about getting cute. Like, what's in your fall wardrobe? And I did an episode before on getting cute. I want to say it was like in my first season about getting cute and being cute and how dressing, you know, dressing up and looking good and not even dressing up, because you could be, I'd be slaying in my oversized sweatshirts and leggings, okay, and boots. Sis ain't dressed up, but she be fine, okay? But I'm going to specifically talk about, like, what are some good fall wardrobe staple pieces as a part of your self-care? Like, what do you need to have, or what do I feel like I need to have in my fall wardrobe to ensure that I am able to get dressed with some ease, right? Because I've shared before, one of the things with my depression is that it does make it a little bit harder, and by a little bit, I mean a lot harder to get out of bed in the morning and to get moving. So I need simple outfits that are really comfortable, but also still very fashionable and cute, and that, you know, make me feel good. I need shoes that are comfortable, right? I need some staple pieces that I can throw on with some other stuff, and we out here rocking and rolling, and sis is fine real quick. So I'm going to talk about that. Like, what are some staple fall wardrobe pieces to help you stay cute, right? Stay fresh, stay fly. In the fall season, fall is my season, and what I like fall. Fall is my one of my favorite seasons of the year. My mom's birthday is in the fall. Like, fall brings so much goodness to my world. And then beyond that, I actually really do enjoy fall clothing. I love this mix of like tights and sweaters and boots and hoodies and all that stuff. Like, it brings me an enormous amount of joy. And I'm from Michigan, so fall, you know, it was always back to school. It was crisp. We did the apple orchard field trips. Like, it was all that kind of stuff. And so fall has kind of always had a special place in my heart. It plays out a little bit differently now that I live in the South. It's not as long. It definitely starts significantly later. Global warming ain't helping. But yes, what is it? What are some staple pieces you need to have a fun fall wardrobe so that you could be out here looking good? Because you know, when you look good, you feel better. You might not feel like the best. You might not feel the greatest. But I've told people, in particular in the fall, winter, when I look really, really, really good, you know, I've probably felt my worst because I refuse to not feel good and not look good. I'm going to pick a struggle, okay? And since the feelings take a little bit longer to change, I'm going to go ahead and switch up that wardrobe. And inevitably, I do feel better when I look good. So, you know, it's a win-win. So, first thing that you gotta have is a good hoodie. I am the hoodie queen. I have so many hoodies. My mom has teased me for the number of hoodies that are in my possession. Sis loves a hoodie. So get you a good, high quality, extra comfy, extra soft hoodie. I say get you a couple, but if you can only have one, if you don't have a lot of space, one really good, solid hoodie. I love a good hoodie with a message. Like I said, the one I wear today says Jesus in Therapy. I have a good, like, probably 4 or 5 FAMU hoodies. I have 2 or 3 Georgia State hoodies. I think I only have 2 now because my mama took one. I have, I think, 2 Georgia State hoodies. I think my mama took one. She took one of my FAMU ones, too. I let her. She didn't steal these this time. I did let her take them, but I'm a little lighter in my hoodie game because of my mama. I have a Detroit hoodie because Detroit girl through and through. I have custom hoodies. I have a hand-painted FAMU hoodie that is super dope. Shout out to CeCe Payton for her amazing artwork. I have a hoodie that shows like different black characters with like protest signs, like Black Lives Matter, which is actually super dope. One of my favorites. Shout out to Latika for that one. I get so many compliments on that one. I have all kinds of hoodies with all kinds of stuff, all kinds of phrases. Maybe I'll go through and do like a hoodie post. They're not even all up. Some of, as I shared before, I moved. I'm staying with a friend because I am not working because I am in, you know, in school and full time, and I can't work as a part of my program. So I don't have full access to my wardrobe, but I did pull a couple out that I knew would be significant for me and that I would wear. So a hoodie. You need a good fall jacket, right? Like a good, like lightweight linen type, maybe jacket in a good fall color. I have more than one. Again, I'm excessive. So I have one that's like in this mustard yellow color. I have a green one, and then I have like a dusty rose one. So a good zip front jacket, light, but when you layer it with like a long sleeve shirt, you're good to go for fall. And it's also like fashionable. It could be a part of your look. It adds you a pop of color. Like I'll wear the pink one if I'm pretty neutral in my colors underneath. Like if I happen to be wearing all black or like a black dress or something, that pink one is a great pop of color. So I'm here for things that are good pops of color. You need a good denim jacket. Get you a solid denim jacket. Old Navy is always right with a good denim jacket. That layered look with a good denim jacket is like fall football games. If you have kids that are in school or you support a middle school or high school or even college football, that denim jacket sets it off. And if you're like me, you put buttons on your jacket. So shout out to Inclusive Randomness for all of the dopest buttons you could ever find. I will maybe share a picture some. I'm gonna try to share pictures of all of these things right with you guys. So again, I'm excessive. So I have multiple denim jackets across the spectrum. No two denims are the same. I love a good denim jacket. I have long denim jackets. I have short denim jackets. If you can find like a denim trench coat, it sets it all the way off. It gets really cute when you have your fall dress and your boots and that denim trench coat. Oh my gosh, it's a look. But even if you don't get the denim trench coat, at least a good solid denim jacket. So right now, we're at a good hoodie. We're at a good fall jacket, a lightweight jacket, and then a denim jacket, right? You gotta get a good chunky sweater. I love a cardigan. Well, and when I say, I mean a cardigan, right? You should actually get a good sweater too. Good pullover sweater, cable knit, what's the other one? Not a fleece, like the Mirabu, like the really soft, fuzzy Mirabu type sweaters. A good sweater is always, and get a bright one. Try to get a bright one, right? If you're normally a dark color kind of person, get like a bright pink, a bright yellow, or you can get a good navy. Maroon is always a dope fall color. I'm also very partial to maroon, so know that I'm a little bit biased on that. So, okay. So let's see. We got our hoodie, our lightweight jacket, our denim jacket, our pullover sweater. You need some like a really good pair of neutral leggings. Not like the thin one. Like, you want to make sure they're solid. You want to make sure they're thick enough. My leggings, actually, one of the best pair of leggings I have ever had randomly actually did come from Walmart. But you got to check because all leggings aren't created equal. So they were really good. They were thick enough. They were very soft. They were like $4 or $5. I found them on a random. I live in an Old Navy legging. I have so many pairs of leggings from Old Navy. They actually just probably had a legging sale a couple weeks ago. I remember when they used to be $5. I think they'd be $7 now, but it's not bad. High quality leggings, good stretch, hold up in the wash, get a bunch of different patterns and colors. But I say get a really good like fall color and then get a really good pattern. I have I want to say a herringbone pattern legging that I really, really enjoy that I have, and I have a good floral legging. Those are great if you wear them with a tank top and a long sleeve denim shirt. Get you a high quality long sleeve denim shirt. It's a game changer. Old Navy is another good place for that. Get you a good plaid shirt. We're in the fall, y'all. We need our plaids. So get you a cute plaid shirt. Try different color schemes, different patterns with, I mean, when I say different palette, different color palettes with your patterns. With your flannel shirt button front, so you can wear it open. You can tie it around your waist. It can kind of, if you get a heavier one, it kind of serves like a jacket. Same thing with that denim shirt. Get a cute plaid skirt, ladies and gentlemen. Get you a pair of nice plaid pants if you're listening to this. A cute plaid skirt or a nice pair of plaid pants goes a long way with your fall wardrobe. It's always a fun design to have on the bottom. A lot of people don't always wear patterns on the bottom. Most people, their patterns are gonna be their shirts or their, whatever. But you get you a cute, I bought a really, really cute plaid skirt that I cannot wait to wear. I bought it from Loft recently. It's super cute. It's short, y'all. I'm gonna be fast. It's short, but I'm gonna wear it with the next staple, which is some tights. I love tights. One of the reasons why fall is my favorite because I am queen tights and boots. I get fun colored tights. I get them from Target. I can get them from Walmart for my basic ones. I like a good cable knit tight, like a really good thick tight as well. So I love tights. I love, love, love tights. Target, Old Navy, Walmart, Macy's are always really good go-tos for tights. Walmart will sometimes have some really fun patterns, and they're not too expensive. They're under $10 at Walmart, typically speaking. So get you your tights, right, to wear with your plaid skirt. Get you a really cute long sleeve t-shirt dress. They're always very comfortable, very easy to style. If you get a plain one, you can dress it up using, like I said, either the jacket. You can wear it with your denim jacket. You can add a really cute scarf. You can do a cute boot that's like a not a more non-traditional color. If you get a neutral color dress, one dress I got, again, professional dress, it is navy with like this white striping on it. It is super duper cute. I can't wait to wear it with what? Tights and boots. So I'm really excited about that. Again, get you a really nice cardigan, a good long. Get you a regular, cardigan, like your regular short button up. I stay with a cardigan, especially if you're in the South, because you don't always need a coat, but you typically want to still, wear something on your arms. It's also good if the weather is like still transitioning. So I was telling my mom today, when I got dressed in the morning, the hoodie was perfect. Middle of the day, I was sweating. And then in the evening, the hoodie was cool again. So if you're still in like a seasonal type of situation like that, where the weather is going to really change throughout the day, a cardigan is always great. So I'll still wear a short sleeve dress, or something like that, and just throw the cardigan on, and then I'm good wherever I go, or just, the denim jacket on. I'm always good wherever I go. But a long sleeve, like a thicker cardigan for when it gets a little bit cooler more consistently, it's always great. It always looks good. It's very professional. Let's see. Oh, a good skinny jean. You want a good skinny jean. Get you a high quality, good skinny jean. It's great with the denim shirt. It's great with the plaid shirt. It's great with the pullover sweater. If you're still a turtleneck person, I'm not a big turtleneck person. I don't like stuff around my neck. But if it's cool with a good classic long sleeve shirt. You know what else is coming back? The bodysuits. Get you a cute long sleeve bodysuit, your cute denim skinny jeans, throw that denim jacket on and some boots. You're out on the town, you're ready to go. Or you can do the bodysuit with the plaid skirt or the plaid pants, some good heels, right? Grab your jacket or your sweater. We out here looking good. Another one for me, I love a hoodie dress. Again, I'm obsessed with hoodies. So you give me some kind of sweatshirt dress, hoodie dress, I am a happy camper. Throw that on with some leggings or some tights, boots or chucks. I'm good to go. It's very versatile. Get you a good slacks, a good pair of slacks. I found a really good pair of slacks, a great brand in Chico's. I know a lot of people don't shop in Chico's. They think old people. They might think, oh, white people. That's what I used to think. But Chico's has some really good high quality staple pieces for your closet. So those slacks, they feel really good on. They looked amazing on. I am an advocate. Okay. So, or you can go to, traditional department stores. You can go to a Macy's or Dillard's, something like that, to get you a good high quality pair of slacks. I have a pair of black slacks, but I also have other colors. I have a winter green. I have a burgundy. I have some fun prints because sis likes a good print. I love a polka dot. So I got quite a few polka dot items. I'm actually looking at some of them now. I have an animal print. If you get a good animal print, a good leopard, a good snake print, shout out to the Rattlers. Those are fun. And then the last thing I'm going to say as a, or maybe the last two things I'll say as staples, just get a bunch of long sleeve t-shirts. Like a bunch of long sleeve shirts that you can dress up or dress down. If you put on the right earrings and the right necklace, that basic long sleeve shirt, with a cute skirt or a cute pair of slacks is gonna look like $1 million. I think it's really good to have a bunch of those in solid colors. I got some at Old Navy one year that have served me well. I have to get new ones because I lost weight. Yay, losing weight. Dang, I need new shirts. But having just that plain long sleeve black shirt, I think I get a black, had a red. I stay away from white because I'm clumsy, but you may want to do a white. And maybe like one other color of that, if you can find like a really good navy or something like that, or green or maroon, those are just some of my favorites. If you find a really good mustard, that's another one of my favorites. But just plain long sleeve shirts that you can pair with any of your other pattern pieces and know that it's gonna look clean, crisp, good. You know, you put on your statement necklace, put on some cute earrings, and you look like a million bucks. And it's like, oh, it's like an $8 shirt from Old Navy. Yay me. You also can find that type of stuff at Target. You can find it at Walmart, you know, whatever your price point is. But a good, you know, couple of just solid long sleeve shirts that fit well. Make sure they're not oversized. Make sure they fit you well. Not tight, but tailored. A tailored look goes a long way in looking polished and clean. And it's just also, again, I talked about one of my things is ease. It looks really easy. It feels really easy. If you want to get a little extra razzle dazzle to your wardrobe, get a really cute shawl. I bought a dope shawl. I have a couple of really dope shawls that I'll put on over a plain dress, or if I really just throw like jeans and a long sleeve t-shirt, add that shawl, and people just be like, oh, you girl, where you going? You look good. Child, it was just a shawl, but it adds a really nice bit of razzle dazzle. It's not your regular sweater or something like that. It's always really comfortable and cute. You want to get fancy with it, you belt it, get you a nice cute belt that you can put on, and you out here winning. Go on and win. I'm trying to think anything else. Oh, a long sleeve, a good like long sleeve A-line type of dress is always good to go. Now, if you slim fit and you feel good and you're comfortable with things that are fitted, you know what? Let me rephrase that. You don't have to be slim. As long as you're comfortable and you feel good with what you have on, because I know some thicker sisters who wear this look and be out here fine as hell. But like a nice fitted like turtleneck dress, not tight, but tailored. Out here showing you boom boom pow. Cause you feel good and you know you look good because you're well put together. That's always great. If you can get a cute fall hat, and then you know the last one is gonna be a good pair of boots. I would say a good, if you can, get a tall black boot, a tall, you know, brown or tan boot, a cute bootie. It could be a pattern or whatever, or you can stick with those black or browns. Those boots are going to take you just a long way that you can wear time and time again. I have more than those three pair of boots, but if you are just building real, like rebuilding your wardrobe or something, or you're getting into your like grown-up wardrobe, maybe you transition from maybe your younger things to something you want, something a little bit more established. I have a black flat boot and a black high heel boot. I have a brown flat boot and a brown high heel boot. I have other like tan neutral boots, varying heel sizes. I have a couple of pair of booties. I have a lot of shoes in general. I have a purple boot, right? I have over the knee boots. I like boots a lot. Again, this is my season. I wear them obviously not because it's cold, but because it's cute. Because I live in Georgia, so very rarely is it cold enough for me to need a boot. But I love a good fashion boot, and I'm gonna wear them during my time. But again, if you're just getting started out, at least one really cute booty and some type of neutral that you can wear, you know, versatility with a lot of other outfits and things, and then a really good black high heel boot, and then like a brown, like a riding boot kind of thing. And I think those are your fall staples. Let's see. Let's go back through. Let's see if I can remember everything I said, because I did this off the top of my head. But these are things I'm just like, you gotta have. They're a part of having a really good fall look. When you look good, you feel good. And I need you to feel good. So let's make sure we look good. So we got our good hoodie, right? Boom. We have our lightweight fall jacket. We've got our denim jacket. We have our pullover sweater. We have our cardigan. We have our denim button front shirt. We have our plaid button front shirt. We have a good pair of slacks, neutral color slacks, but also fun ones if you want multiple pair. A good plaid skirt or pant, a basic long sleeve dress, a series of basic long sleeve shirts, plain neutral shirts that you can pair with all this other stuff, a shawl, and a pullover, hoodie, sweatshirt, dress type situation. Those are some really easy base. Oh, and boots, and your boots, of course. And I always say chucks. Like, I think chucks are a great part of any wardrobe. Now, obviously, if you live in a place with a lot of snow, you might not get as much versatility out of your chucks. If it's snow in Atlanta, we ain't going nowhere. So, I still wear a lot of chucks in the fall. I wear a lot of leggings, hoodies, and chucks. That's like an ongoing staple in my wardrobe. And a fun pair of slacks as well. Let's not forget that. So, those basic things. Make sure they're a part of your fall wardrobe. Oh, how could I forget? Scarves. Scarves are an amazing way to take your outfit to another level. There's so many different ways to wear them. They're typically a fairly inexpensive accessory. I have a whole basket of fashion scarves that I absolutely love, that I cannot wait to wear. I'm super excited about. So, yes, also add a nice scarf to your mix. Like I said, you can get a cute little hat. Throw a little felt hat in there, a little fedora, and shine for the people. So, this conversation has actually made me feel really, really good. I'm super excited about wearing more of my cute fall clothes. Like I said, I'm trying to remember to take some pictures of some things so you can see some of the stuff that's in my wardrobe that I'm excited about wearing. And I hope that this helped you in some way. We were trying to figure out, like, what are some things I could add to my fall capsule wardrobe. If you have that stuff, I think you'll be good to go. You'll be in for a fun and fashionable fall season. Again, tag me in some of your looks. Tag the Black Girls Guide to Self-Care. I would love to see your fall outfits. I can't wait. I got to get my apple orchard outfit together. So I got to like look into see what the weather is going to be like next weekend, because I'm always super cute when I go to the apple orchard, because I know I'm going to take pictures. So I'll be, one year, I got a sweater dress. Last year was a little warmer, so I had this really pretty burnt orange off the shoulder dress. I can't wait. Listen to me. I'm excited about the orchard and my fall looks. So, I can't wait for the same thing for you. I can't wait to see what you come up with for your fall looks. Again, remember to tag me so I can shout you out and show you some love. And that's all, friends. I got really excited. I wish I had somewhere to go, but it's 10:18 at night on a Sunday. I ain't got nowhere to go but to go do this homework. That is waiting on me. Shout out to Annotated Bibliographies. But listen, I love you. I want the absolute best for you, which includes looking good, because looking good makes you feel good and you deserve to feel your best. Make it a great week. Make it a great day, minute, hour. Make it great. However much greatness you can have, make sure you do your part to have it. And that's all, folks. Be well, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going, and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year. That it is literally you living your best life. So, till next time, be well.